4, CPA Mobile.
Good morning, David. W2T sitting at home.
Rusty, I am off to the house. I've been playing tennis. We started at 8:30, and the guys wanted to play 3 rounds of tennis, so I would have quit after 2. But they wanted to play 3, so we did.
You got your exercise in for today and tomorrow both.
Yeah, I might use the ball machine tomorrow, but I don't know if I will or not, though, as hot as it's going to be, and the humidity is just, it's really up there. So, but anyway, I have unlimited use of the ball machine. I paid for a year, and I don't have to pay anymore. I just have to use it. I can use it every day for an hour and a half a day, you know. But anyway, so I need to make good use of it when I can.
Yep, yes you do. And I'll let you get on home. I got a phone call coming in I need to take. So anyway, I'll catch up to you in a little while, David. KB4CBA, W2T, 73s for now.
Hey, Rusty. Well, have a good afternoon and stay cool. And we will talk to you later. 73s, W2T, KB4CBA Mobile.
WQQ, over.
4WQQ, I believe it is. KB4CBA, name here is David.
I know you, David. Anyway, I heard you again today. What, are you usually on in the morning?
Well, I'm on whenever I'm driving. Sometimes I get on at the house, but not much. I'm usually on HF when I'm at the house, but I play tennis in the morning, and I play like 9 o'clock in the morning, and I play at 6 o'clock in the evening, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So those are the times, 30 minutes or so before that, that's when I'll be driving to the sports club. And today we played I have a group of guys that I got grandfathered into, and we play at Northside Park on Darby Road. So that's where I'm going back to Taylor's. It's really not very far. It only takes me about 10 minutes or so to get there.
The temperature is definitely getting warm. You get on HF, you've been on lately?
I tuned around some day before yesterday, I think. Late afternoon, like, I don't know, 4:30, something like that. And didn't really hear anything that, I wanted to go back to. So, I listened to several different bands, and, just didn't like, it's a 7300, and I got a waterfall so I can see the signals, and so I think everything that I was hearing was in the United States.
The thing is that with the solar flares and all, I haven't really been on the radio probably in 6 weeks now. occasionally you can get a net or something in the U.S., but that's about it.
I've seen some people on Facebook. I'm a member of one of the amateur radio groups on Facebook, and they're saying, you know, are the bands dead, or is there something wrong with my radio or antenna? And so he was feeling our pain, I guess, because I haven't been on a lot in the last few weeks.
The send for thing, like I say, there was one day, or probably more than one day, where there was zero radio things going on. It was that bad.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting on, you know, most of the bands. I'm just not getting much, and what I'm getting is sometimes I can hear one person real good, I can't hear the other side of the conversation at all, and you know, that's kind of hard to do. And you know, you really don't want to get in a QSO like that, because it's not fair to everybody else. But anyway, so, I mean, you know, I guess if it was somebody I really wanted to talk to, I would, but I'm not, like, running any contests or anything, so it really doesn't matter to me.
I got you there. Well, even if you were contesting, it wouldn't be now. As a side note, you ever listen to 7.251?
Let's see, 7.251. I would have to check that. You want me to see if I have that programmed into my radio?
Well, no, not necessarily. It's something that's been going on for a long time. Anyway, you go online and they assign you a ID number. But as a for instance, when I signed up for it, that's when all the bands went dead, and I still don't hear them.
So you're talking about 40 meters. I don't hear a lot on 40. And, of course, you know, as the later in the day it gets, in the evening, you know, you go to your lower bands, and the contacts are, so yeah, that'd be the time to get on 7, and I can't even think. 40 and 80. I don't have 160. I can listen to 160, but my antenna is only 135 feet long. You have to have the long one to do 180. But I can hear people pretty well on it. But anyway, and I just don't have the I don't have the acreage for the antenna.
I got you there. Anyway, since I again got you on, you gonna make it to lunch one of these Tuesdays?
Well, you know, there's a possibility. The Tuesday tennis team that I play with has been, he's canceled the last two Tuesdays, so. You know, if he cancels the one that, you know, that falls on the first of the July, then yeah, I'll make an appearance.
What do you ask for? Just an appearance.
AB 4 CPA. Yeah, I mean, I know several of the guys that are in the group, and I always enjoy it. I just, you know, I just enjoy tennis more, and it's a great way for me to, you know, get a good workout and have fun at the same time. And we play usually about an hour and a half or so, and I play twice a day on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So I played six times by Wednesday night, and then it just depends on what's going on. But I play Saturday, and sometimes they need me on a team on Friday, so I could play up to eight or nine times a week sometimes, but, you know, seven's good enough for me.
And just maybe you could break away from that one afternoon.
That I was listening to the 440 repeater I've got, a dual band here, and it's, you know, I can listen to both bands at the same time, and I had the volume turned down, but I could hear it, the repeater ID, and so I thought it might be the one we're talking on, but it wasn't. Anyway, so what do you got planned for the day?
Number one thing is to stay cool. I was out working on a weed eater this morning, and man, it was hot. It was already 8:30, and yeah, I don't go much for all the heat.
Jimmy, I'm not. I don't think I'm going to do anything else outside if I can help it. I cut the grass last night. Started about 7:45, I think. And finished about 9 o'clock, and did a little weed eating, but then my weed eater ran out of string, and it's a new one. I've had it a couple of years, but you can tell I use it a lot, and this is the first time I've had to put string in it, and I couldn't get the dang thing off. So anyway. But I'll figure it out. I got the instructions, so it's not like, you know, it's Mission Impossible or anything. But anyway, but it's a nice weed. It's a name I haven't heard of, but it is very well built. It's heavy. It's got a strap that goes around your shoulder to help support the weight, and it also has two handles that come up, so you're holding, you know, each handle like handlebars, sort of, and both one in each hand, and one of them has the throttle on it, and the, you know, the on-off switch, and it's a nice weed eater. I'm really pleased with it, and it comes with a saw blade too, so it'll cut down, you know, small trees. So yeah, you can get pretty aggressive with that thing if you want to. Oh me, well, I'm sitting in the driveway. I'm gonna say 73s, and I'll stick around for your final. But you have a good day. Stay cool. And it's good to talk to you. AP4 CPA Mobile. Clear after yours.